Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office. You.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed some basketball last night, some softball. There's some sports on the TV for early June that we watched. Yeah, it's early June, June 6th.
Sports!
There's sports on TV. We'll get to more of the finals game here in a little bit. Anything crazy yesterday happened for you guys? Idle chit chat. Sip, anything wild for you?
Chit chat.
No, not really. No. No, a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff.
Nothing all that interesting to anybody, so no.
It's always interesting when it comes to you, though.
I don't want to get into
it. You were a feral cat.
The things you think are mundane are really interesting to people, actually.
I know, but some of it you don't want to, I don't know that I want to discuss publicly.
Well, I'll bring up something.
Please.
It happened yesterday right after the show, a near-death experience.
Oh, God.
I didn't know about this. And it wasn't even me.
Okay.
What happened? It was Jake almost died.
I did.
I looked down to my left, and Jake had to jump out of the way of a golf cart down by.
You saw that.
I saw that down by Embassy, and all of a sudden I looked down and I see Jake just lunge, and he is.
I'm surprised. I know you saw that.
I saw it, and he is getting hit by a golf cart with a guy in a. He had a vest on, and it was like a city worker, I assume, Jake. But
yeah.
Jake had to go, and he had to go like palm down, like stiff arm.
I wasn't mad at him.
No.
Because I told him is that so it's down here, it's a blind corner there. He's coming around the corner, and he wasn't hauling. You know, he was starting to slow down.
Blind corner,
but yeah. Right up here.
I get you. No, I totally get.
But
you.
If he just didn't stop, I would have been plowed over. That
would have been plowed 100%. Over. I saw the
T-bone completely.
I saw the whole thing.
What, like broken leg type?
That would have hurt. He was.
No, it was going to be.
He was slowing down. He was still going pretty decent speed. That I would definitely have flown, probably.
I just usually don't see the city workers in a golf cart.
It wasn't one of those gators?
No, it was not a gator. It was a true golf cart, wasn't it?
It was a golf cart.
It was a true golf cart. And I just happened to look to my side to see Jake heading down to the restroom.
Yep.
And then.
That's what I was doing. We all know it by this point. It's fine.
It's been talked about on air.
Nothing to hide here.
To embassy.
We're very open.
Yes. So anyway, so I saw that. Well, we're glad to have Jake with us today.
Yeah.
That would have hurt. Yeah, that would have hurt.
Would it done more than hurt? Like, would have been a hospitalization?
I would hope not, but maybe.
Oh, there'd be a hospitalization. Yeah, possible compound fracture.
Yeah,
possible. Yeah.
Now, he said, hey, it's hard to see around the corner. I'm sorry, but I scared you. He said, he didn't scare me. I'm fine. It's all good.
You were scared a little bit.
That's kind of interesting. If you got hit,
there was an apology, but I said, no, you didn't hit me. There's no need to apologize. Wow. We're good.
That's
and
nice.
Then I did lunge, yes, to make sure I got out of the way, but... You know,
I just
didn't get hit.
I just had him looking at Jake, and all of a sudden, whoa, what just happened?
Lesson is just to watch for carts.
Yes. Look both ways.
As you go around the corner downtown walking, you better be careful.
Like, that's definitely the closest I've probably ever come to an accident on the sidewalk ever, anywhere. But it was, again, blind.
Oh, I've
blind
never had that
situation over there.
I've never had that happen. And yeah, you got to watch it. Have you ever been almost hit on a sidewalk?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
That's Jake's second thing. The other one is when he dropped his ticket down the down the grate on the sidewalk.
I told the story, yes. And Greg, I showed you guys. I was not lying. It was down the grate, and Greg got the stick of gum down there with his device and pulled it up.
Yeah, Craig.
Missing Tooth Craig got the ticket out.
The toothless wonder.
I wish you guys could have watched that whole scene play out. It was like a movie.
The
way it just... flew up in the air and it came down just anywhere, but down
the grate.
It was ridiculously windy that day,
It fell out of my pocket. And the way it flew around was just absolutely insane.
This is something that would happen to Bobby Brady, and all of a sudden Peter would have to fix it.
It would be an ordeal.
Jan would get involved.
Might be a whole show.
I believe it was the Michigan game last year. That's what it was. It was the Michigan home game.
Okay.
That's the one.
That was two years ago.
It was last year, right? It did happen last year. I forget what game it was.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
It wasn't this last year.
So then if it was Michigan, it was two years ago.
Better times!
Maybe.
was really a year ago better times? I don't know.
I don't know. I had a situation. This is going to be kind of a trivia for you guys. I texted you about this yesterday because I was really caught off guard for a couple hours by this situation.
I texted
the chat, and this is going to be a little trivia for you guys, okay? I leave the station about 12:30 to go get some lunch. I'm walking, again, toward the embassy.
Towards Aragon?
Yeah, I didn't go there, but direction. So I turn left on 11th Street, and I'm walking down the street, and there's a guy that's walking my way, and I get closer, and I see the jacket that he's wearing.
Okay.
And here's what I'm going to tell you. It is... He was donning a team. He was supporting a team. I have never in my lifetime seen anybody support this team or wear or talk about this team. It is one of the four major sports.
Okay.
So it's a team that everybody knows. But I'm telling you, I was so caught off. Yeah, I'm gonna give you three guesses if you want to. I want you to guess the most bizarre team you could ever seen supported.
I have a guess.
Probably in Lincoln, Nebraska, of the four major sports, NFL, NHL, NBA, MLB. I'm still thinking about it today.
Go ahead.
Do you have a guess of the most random
I got a guess,
team
I'll let you, go
you could
first.
See?
Vancouver Canucks.
Good guess. Not correct. You are in the correct sport, though.
Oh, I was going to guess Sacramento Kings. Okay.
It's
a hockey team.
I asked the same question to everybody here when I came back. So I gave them three guesses. Nobody got it right. The answer was the Ottawa Senators. Oh. I have never in my lifetime ever heard anybody talk about Ottawa Senators. Mm-mm. I've been into Canada. Bill, you were in Canada. What part? Were you close to Ottawa there or not?
No.
I don't think you were.
We're more close to Winnipeg. But no,
I've never in my lifetime experienced a fan of the Senators.
You didn't stop and talk to him?
I should have. I think I was so shocked by the situation, I was kind of just stuck in surprise.
Would you stop and talk to him?
I would. There's 100. I said, excuse me. I see you have a starter jacket in Ottawa Senators.
From Canada?
I'm going to need a little more intel on this.
This looked like a brand new, it gives a nice quarter zip.
Quarter zip.
A red quarter zip. I saw the logo. I'm like, that's the Senators. I was thrown off for an hour.
Could he been like a team official?
No, definitely a fan. Definitely a fan, but I think that's the most bizarre team you could possibly support anywhere.
Steve's writing random stuff down.
No, I'm not. This is
note to self.
Yeah.
For the show.
Yeah.
Aging gracefully.
I'm doing, I'm multitasking. This guy was, what colors are they?
You know, variety, there's some black, there's red, there's white. Might be some gold. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
No, no shot of a team.
I could just tell the logo was the Senators, but it was a nice red, like, you know, nice bright red quarter zip.
It couldn't have been
brand new.
It couldn't have been the GM.
I don't know why he'd be in Lincoln, Nebraska, walking down 11th Street. But
some players of the Stars.
That's what I was thinking.
This guy's probably in his, I don't know, young 40s. Not a player.
Yeah.
Mid young to mid 40s.
Kind of disappointed that you didn't talk to him.
What would you say?
I would have said something.
I
would have like that.
I was hungry. I had to get to lunch.
Can you give me 4 seconds? You're wearing Ottawa Senators.
I should. I know. If it was you, you would.
Like this.
Yeah. I would.
Hold it. Is it? Pause. Senators.
Should.
In Lincoln, Nebraska. I was thrown off by it. I've never.
I would
never,
be too.
I can now say I have seen a Senators fan.
It wouldn't have gotten me for 2 hours though. It would have got me just as like, that's interesting. I'll be go to hell.
I've seen some bizarre team support. I've never in my lifetime, I've never thought about the Senators just for a second. I don't think I've ever known a player on the team.
No.
I like to know the stars of the NHL and I don't know a player on the Senators. I'm not sure I could ever name you anybody that's ever played on that team. Mm-hmm. That's why I say it's the most random.
It's really random.
Most random. They've never really been good. I mean, they've had some spells, but they usually are an average team.
It's for sure random.
Thank you. Threw me off.
Is there any NBA teams that would be random to you?
Nothing as random as that. I mean, a Hornets jersey maybe.
Hornets, you're right. The the Trailblazers would get
That'd be odd.
A Portland Trailblazers. I'd be like just whipping by me. I'd be like, hang on.
Interesting.
Even you said the Kings. I could see that.
The Kings would be one.
There's probably some people my age that have nostalgia of the Kings in the early 2000s being good with Chris Webber and Page.
They had a run. They were really
Mike
good.
Mike Bibby. So I could see them, you know, somebody wanting to. I'm a Kings fan.
Mike Bibby. Yeah.
But Senators.
Yeah.
I'm still thrown off today by it.
You should have just asked.
It was almost too late. So I couldn't tell what it was until me to you walking. You're walking this way. I'm walking that way.
Where'd you go to lunch?
Yeah, where'd you
go? Went to Wendy's.
Wendy's. It's nice. Did you get a Frosty?
No.
They have those little mini Frosties now, I think.
They do. I got a hamburger and fries.
It's good.
Dr. Pepper. Very healthy. Very healthy lunch there. Very healthy.
Dr. Pepper. Diet Dr. Pepper?
No.
Full lead.
You know I don't do diet pop. Yeah, I know. Yeah. If you're going to drink the stuff, just drink the sugar pop.
Yeah. Excuse me, can I have a sugar pop, please?
Put the sugar.
Excuse me.
Get the sugar.
Bonus sugar in that?
You don't need Diet Coke. If you're going to just drink it, drink the actual stuff that tastes good. That's my rant on Diet Pop.
Yeah, it's...
I don't like Diet Pop. I did Diet Pop for a while, so this is a waste.
Really?
The flavor sucks. Don't tell me this is better than regular pop.
The only one I'll do is Diet Coke. That's it.
I can't do that.
I tried the Diet Dr. Pepper for a while, and that didn't really go that well.
It didn't?
No, but if I'm going to have like a regular soda, I'm getting a root beer.
Oh, really?
I'm getting a root beer. Yes. Hopefully it's Dad's. Dad's my favorite.
This is going to sound crazy. Does root beer have caffeine in it?
You know what? There's a thing that says root beer, and then on my deal, and I get it in my big 44-ounce deal, and it says no caffeine. Hmm. Yeah, kind of freaks me out.
I think all of them don't have caffeine.
Yeah, I don't think
root beer doesn't have it.
Mug, A&W. Yeah.
So you don't know.
Mug is what you see the most out of the machine.
Right.
Mug is what you see the most. Mug root beer. How about that? Want a mug?
It's good.
Yeah.
I always want something with caffeine in it.
Agreed.
A&W.
Right. Oh, yeah. If you're going to get a pop also, you get caffeine. Don't get Sprite. Don't get 7-Up. Don't get Sierra Mist. Let's get some caffeine involved.
Yeah,
here.
I'm not.
I wonder if any breakers ever enjoy. I talked about this on air before. The root beer float.
Yeah.
But I had one down at down in Dallas like that. I want to say, was it Frosty's or Twist? I think it was incredible. Mark Schultz, chime in with me that, please. But it was a blended root beer float.
In Dallas?
In Dallas.
Whoa.
And it was the most incredible thing I've never been so miserable in my life. It's 105 out. And I'm kind of in line like that. And the guy goes, hey, we've had a problem with our machine, but I have a pre-made blended one. I'll take that. And it was so good. Just imagine drinking it just straight.
Blended.
32 ounces. Just ooh, inhaled it.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
32
that's
a ounces. Lot.
32 oh, ounces. And then I couldn't walk. I had to lay on the bed. It's like, Laura's like, we've got to be at a wedding in an hour. I'm like, I don't think I can go. I don't
check
think
the 32 ounce
I did. I just. I go. I don't think I can go. I was just. I was about imploded.
I understand.
But
that.
You couldn't stop. I couldn't stop.
I don't think I can go.
No, I didn't. I was like, I have no idea. She's
Laura,
like, what?
You're on
just,
your, you're
she
on
drank
your
a 32 ounce root beer float.
Yeah,
I go. Yeah, I did it like 4 minutes.
Oh God.
By the time I bought it and got back to the hotel, it was gone. It was. It was only like a minute away.
Bill couldn't make it.
Couldn't. But where's
drank
Bill?
A root beer float.
Take a root beer float. He's down.
He's down.
You're gonna have to go by yourself.
I think I can go.
I'm going to have to sit here and
your wife
recover.
At you. Hold it. You're not going to the wedding.
No.
No, I'm not.
I'm out.
I got a stomach full of root beer float.
I'll Uber over later. They won't miss me.
A lot of people are saying for root beer, Barks has caffeine. Okay. I guess their tagline is Barks has bite was their motto.
Gotcha.
Slogan.
Barks has bite.
Thank you for all the Barks supporters on the text line.
I wouldn't even have thrown the name Barks out.
I'm
familiar with it. It's like kind of a silverish
can. Silver orange.
And so I know the can, but I would have, if you said name 10 root beers, Barks wouldn't have made the list.
I forgot about Barks.
I couldn't name 10 root beers.
It'd be tight. But I'd get to 8 pretty fast. Anyway, the blended root beer float will change your life.
Should we do the Bob Seger exercise?
Yes. God. Why not? Why not? Before
I'm
we get to roll
you,
call,
I,
sure.
I went,
I totally forgot about that.
I went so deep yesterday, and
I
kept
you
sending
did.
You.
I was listening
to Bob Seger for an hour straight, and I was like, this is even better. This is unbelievable. Like you said, you know, Eric, I go, how did I know the words to 20-something Bob Seger songs?
Simp made the statement that 28 Bob Seger songs should be well-known by the public.
Wasn't it 27, and then Schaefer added a 28th to make it go to 28?
Yeah, you can do it. I think you can do this. I think you just got.
I was
somebody's
so
gotta
amazed.
Keep track.
Okay. I was so amazed.
I'll do a tally.
Okay, tally this up. Okay, Breakers, tally in if you can.
Bob Seger's 28 songs everyone should know.
Yeah, or you do know, and you can probably sing at least a portion of. When Heyman was talking yesterday, I was counting them. So old time rock and roll,
of course. One,
Night Moves.
Yep,
incredible.
Yeah, you feel free to comment on anyone. Seriously, turn the page.
Well, I would say this on Night Moves. It has the most of the guitar kind of, not riff, but the guitar to start it. Then he goes back to it at the three quarters. It's just kind of, it's just a dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, we got three.
Against the Wind.
Okay, that's four.
Yes.
Shame on the Moon.
Yes.
Five.
Like a Rock.
Yes.
Easy.
Sold out a little bit. Disappointed.
Yeah, disappointed, yeah, but.
Roll Me Away.
I sent it to you yesterday.
Seven.
Hollywood Nights.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Still the same.
That's nine. It's an easy nine. So easy nine. So
easy nine.
Very simple nine.
Still the same is a really good song. Mm-hmm. Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
Yeah.
Ten.
Good God. Ramblin' Gamblin' Man.
Unbelievable.
Of course.
You'll Accompany Me.
Yep.
The Fire Down Below.
Yes.
Great song. Sunspot Baby. Underrated.
Underrated.
It was 14, by the way.
Yes.
Traveling Man
should be like number one.
Yeah, you like that song.
Oh,
you do
it,
like
sent
that
it
song.
Out yesterday.
Beautiful Loser. That's that's the song. Shakedown. Beverly Hills Cap.
Yep.
Beautiful Loser. Yeah.
17.
Till It Shines.
Till It Shines. Yes.
Get Out of Denver.
Get Out of Denver.
I played
baby.
That one
go,
time.
Go. Oh yeah.
Before Nebraska played at Boulder, I played that song.
That's
you guys love that one.
This is amazing.
It is.
That's 19.
There's some really
way.
Good ones to come to. Betty Lou's Getting Out Tonight.
Yes.
That's 20.
There's a great one from 1978. Feel Like a Number.
Yep.
Feel like a number. Okay, now we're getting a little.
You got 21.
Trying to Live My Life Without You.
Yep. You can sing it.
You have six more.
Main Street.
Oh, Main Street.
That Heyman played
that
yesterday,
which we love.
Okay, now we're in trouble, though.
So you got five more to get to 28 now. You're 20, but we're at 23. What a crime.
No.
Do we have 28, though?
This is trouble,
five more.
Though. I thought there was more. I thought I.
I mean, 23
more.
Is pretty good. If it
pretty
wraps,
good. It's insane.
If it wraps
but
up
I
there.
Thought you could get to 28, so I'm a little mildly disappointed.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now, picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/early break. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hold on, maybe I can still do
it. I'm not disappointed. 23. I mean,
I just couldn't imagine going to a concert and say, I hope he plays his best 26. I mean, are you kidding me? It's you're amazing. Hoping through a good concert, you know, 26 for what, songs. Like 8 songs, are you thinking?
It's really amazing.
Yeah, how many people have that kind of catalog?
Yeah, when you start looking at it, it is really amazing. Hold on, I got some more, maybe. Oh, did I say we've got tonight?
Nope.
No, I didn't. That's 24. Did I say Fire Lake?
No.
25. No. Oh, my God. We're getting to 26 right now. Herstrut.
Yeah, Herstrut.
We're at 26.
Oh, we're getting to 27 easy right now. Kathmandu. This guy's a freaking boy.
He's the goat. I don't want to hear it.
We need one more. You got 27. What's 28?
Come on. One time.
Hold on.
Did you say the fire inside it all? Someone says that in the text line.
I think we said that. Oh, there's another one. Bill will know it, I think. Papa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's 28. We got to 28 with Bob Seger. Songs that
the concert.
People should know.
You're right. The concert.
And he was here.
Kathmandu.
Yeah.
He was here like 10 years ago at PBA.
What is his deal?
That's a lot of hits.
That's insane.
28 songs.
That's
it. You imagine 28.
That's about as far as I can.
He couldn't play all of his songs. Imagine they go into a concert. Should we play our best songs? We can't. We have like 30 of them.
4 hours.
We'll be here for 6 hours.
It's pretty interesting too. You know you're going to get a good concert.
What's interesting to me the most was as I was flipping through those songs and listening to them and sending them to you guys.
Yeah, you were.
I was like at a 98th percentile on the words. I'm like I know. I mean. You just don't realize it.
And then you were listening.
I was. And I was sending them to you.
Yeah, we got a lot of different songs.
What? This one's you, Sip. This one's even better. I said, what's the one I like? The one I said was you. That was the
Roll Me Away.
Yeah, Roll Me Away.
That's a good one. That's a good song.
It's a good song.
They are. They all are pretty much good songs.
Seeker. 28 songs. We got to it.
You can't do that with too many artists.
I want you to think about this. So I would know the words. I'd be like in the 81 percentile of knowing the words to all 28 of those songs. And anything that's come out in the last 10 years, I don't know if there's 4 songs I know the words to. I live in a weird world. I just can't let it go, I guess.
No, that's not weird. You're fine. I don't think it's weird.
But here's the part that was just amazed me was I've never thought of even Bob Seger incredible. I'd be like, he's all right.
No, it's 28 songs.
He's not all right. And I kept listening to songs, and I go, this is even better. Right. Some songs, I'm like, this is music I'd listen to like going to a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
28. We got to 28.
You can't do that with, like, Billy Idol.
Oh, he's got about three or four, right?
Billy Idol. Well, give me his top 28.
Got Moni Moni. Moni Moni. White Wedding. What do we go from there? That's two.
I mean, there's a lot. I'm not, in
I think there's one more for Billy Idol, yeah. But besides two.
In fairness to Billy Idol, there's just not that many, you know, artists you
I mean,
can
we
name.
Love Huey Lewis in the News, but he's going to go
six.
He's
28.
No, he's going to go six deep top.
Maybe
that's
a
it.
Little more.
Six.
Than
I could maybe get to eight for Huey, but not 20. Certainly not 28 songs.
Well, I don't think for Boston you could get to even close to 20.
No, maybe 12.
Not even 12.
Not even half.
Yeah.
Yeah, not even half. Probably the only place that would have a chance for me would be the Eagles.
There you go.
They would do well.
Good point.
The Eagles would have a
good point. That's a good one.
Yes.
God. Well, we'll do that one of these days. Count out the Eagles that people would know and are good songs. Yeah,
but you don't think of Seeker in the Eagles.
My favorite was, though. Oh, wow, we're getting to 25. Oh, you know 2-6. And they were. Kathmandu was like 27. Yeah,
that was down the list. One last thing for Idle Chit Chat before we move on.
The
roll call.
Please.
Happy birthday to my mom.
Oh, nice. Physical therapist.
64 years young today. Stephanie.
Wow.
Wow.
I will not give out her phone number. She will not want that, but you can text line if you want to. Happy birthday to my mom, age 64.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. What's your mom's name again?
Stephanie.
Just remember there being some confusion because I sent that deal where Duke had invited us to watch the
baseball game.
And he was going to give out his a code, garage code, so I gave his phone number out, which has caused a lawsuit now. But anyway, the best part about it was Duke got several texts. Happy birthday!
it was his birthday.
Never once mentioned his birthday.
No, it was his birthday.
We didn't even talk about
it. Just assume. That's great. That is Stephanie's 64th birthday. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag, Joey Robinson and the team.
738. You know who reached out to me?
Who?
About Joey? Carson Schott, good friends. Yeah, Carson reached out. Yeah, he goes. I called Joey, said I heard the advertising. That's awesome.
Nice.
Also, Carson will be getting us lunch too at Aragon. He said whenever we want it.
Okay, Carson, so hold you to that.
He will get the peds there. He said also, which will be fun. But anyway, 738 right now. And now the good thing about with Joey, you can reach him all the time. But those guys, they're on probably 16-hour days right now. This is go time. When you're spraying, when you're fertilizing, you're doing everything. Go time. Free consultation also. Free consultation. He'll meet you in Bertrand, and he'll sit down with you and talk. Joey will. He'll sit down and talk to you.
I'd want to ask him about coming off the edge.
He'd answer that question.
He can do that.
He'd talk.
Joey's very fit. Could still play. He was still. Yeah. I know he has one kickoff cover left in him.
Oh, yeah. I think more than one.
I know he does.
I think more than one, Bill.
Could you imagine how much fun? Let's say, okay, we're going to reduce the roster size. Mm-hmm. But we're going to allow anyone that once played that's over 45 that they don't legally count. Can you imagine all of a sudden, like on kickoff, we got him, Rigoni,
Farley.
All these guys. Like, imagine, like, can you imagine the interest of watching a bunch of
50-year-olds?
It'd be incredibly interesting. All of a sudden,
Farley's wheels out there.
Yeah,
I'd watch Farley very closely.
Imagine him warming up and just all of a sudden getting their gear on like that, and they're like the 12th man.
Just put one out there.
What's that?
Just one.
Maybe just one. I'd like to see a whole team.
Okay.
I'd like to see a whole team.
Oh, you just do them. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
But maybe one. We can activate a 50-year-old for each game.
Every week.
For every week.
God, that's a good idea.
Oh, God.
No, I'm serious. 12th man. A literal 12th man.
Literal 12th man.
12th man.
It has to be a player that played at the school. So all of a sudden, like, Farley can't run down the field for UCLA. It's got to be in Nebraska. You got one guy to go. And he's going to be plus 50.
Is that Mike Minter out there? Is that Minter
that would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Look at that.
It seems like a good idea to me.
Eric Stokes is playing dime.
What the hell's going on out there?
He's not very fast.
He looks a little different than he did back
But I'm just
in the
telling
day.
You, it would be interesting. I think it would be. One, Dan, and people say he doesn't listen. He does. He's listening. Keith Ben, see if we can get this past him right now.
Troy,
this would be a great way to do it. We're looking for one thing to happen.
Yeah,
you want a 50-year-old on the roster for one day, one game.
One
wow, night. I know Chit Chat turned good.
You need seed chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. 738ag.com. It's time for a roll call
on
Friday. Text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want today?
I don't think I did this last week, but I had it on my deal. Did I do breakfast meats?
No, definitely so, didn't. Yeah.
We would have remembered.
We remember that.
So remember now, it's one. It's not combo. It's either bacon, sausage, or ham. That's it. It's bacon,
what's your answer?
Sausage, or ham.
Head first.
Mine's sausage, but it's got to be patty, not link.
Okay.
Yeah, and in the sausage, I want to know if you choose sausage, I want to know if it's link or patty.
It's a horribly hard choice.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's horrible. But I lean towards bacon.
I also go with bacon.
Can't go wrong.
I love. It's a hard one.
You can go wrong with sausage sometimes.
Sometimes you get some sausage.
Bacon
could get a little bit soft too.
Yeah.
Too cooked bacon.
Or overcooked.
Yeah.
Too crispy.
Yeah. You can get the two. You can get both sides. You can get both sides. I tell you one thing. Me and Gigi make our bacon. And we have a plan for it too. And we sprinkle when we're cooking it. We sprinkle a little brown sugar on it as we're frying it.
Ooh.
Oh man. Ooh. It'll change your life.
Ooh.
Anyway,
that's a good idea.
Here's the response.
Breakfast meat.
They're flying in as usual. Through the roll call. We have off the bat. We have everything's just going fast down here. Ed is vacationing in Maine right now, Bar Harbor, Maine.
Oh, nice!
And he said, "I can't keep up. Just move, just keep going."
Hey, Ed from Maine, can you please get us some maple syrup?
Yeah, bring back some syrup.
Send me some syrup, please.
I think he chimed in before you asked for the meat, so he didn't get a response there.
Sure.
K-State hater says sausage. He's working out right now. 30 minutes of stair machine and 10 minutes of plank this morning.
Interesting
workout.
Planking.
Interesting workout.
That's a lot of planking.
Yeah. That's a lot of stair step too.
It is.
Yes.
Wow. Eric in Hickman says he will go sausage links.
Links, okay.
Pete in Chattanooga, now why would he be listening to this show?
Maybe because of breakfast meats.
Yeah. Probably so. Link sausage, link thing. Aaron on the way to Seward, I would go with sausage. But he didn't describe it. Just said sausage. 80-year-old Lou in Orlando says ham.
Ham, I love that. How about that? I'll take the swine. Now, give me the ham.
Jay Crow went a different direction, Bill. He didn't go with one of your three. He said, I'm 47, I'll go with chorizo.
Okay.
Spicy sausage. Yeah. Paul in Dodge City, age 26, bacon. Sean in Omaha, 55 years old, bacon. Officer McLeod in Columbus, age 36, bacon all day. Travis in Panama City Beach, age 55,
all day.
Bacon and Wright's brand bacon. Wright's brand bacon.
Wright's brand. Okay. I'll tell you one thing. You know what bacon is? That's meat candy.
Yes,
that's what it is. I mean, it's like there's never a time you just grab a. So there's a bar in Wisconsin that serves bacon. They serve bacon.
Oh, God.
It's one of the things they serve. They just serve bacon. Imagine sitting around. Give me a Coors.
Give me some more bacon.
Give me bacon.
Yeah, give me a Coors Light, and I'll have some of that bacon.
Is that like their bread, Bill? Like they give bacon instead of bread?
I'll have some of that bacon.
Here's your complimentary bacon off the bat.
Good idea.
Yeah. Will in Fullerton, of course, at Applied Connective. 42 years old, bacon.
Bacon.
Will's 42. Good to know.
Jordan from Wilbur is at Hilltop. Hilltop Fitness working out bacon right now.
Hilltop.
Corey at Duncan, 55 years old, bacon with a lot of exclamation points. He's excited about that.
He's
one.
Very excited.
Very
about
happy.
Bacon.
Chet in Nebraska City, age 32. Great name, Chet. Bacon. There is no debate, he says. Bacon.
There's a debate.
No debate.
Oh, there's debate.
There's debate.
Tim in Dallas, age 50, bacon. And he says also, that's not even debatable. Back to back, no debates, apparently.
If I got a breakfast and they just brought it to me and there was sausage, I'd be like, huh, this is great.
Good.
And then it came with bacon.
Good.
Huh, this is great.
Ham? Good.
Good. I'm like, yeah, sounds great.
Sweet. Bring it on. Rod and Lincoln says, no meat. Sorry.
Okay. That was interesting. That made the game fun.
Wow. Thanks, Rod.
Thanks.
Play along, Rod. Bill and Bennett,
age 60. Have a poached egg and enjoy your day.
Hash browns for you. Sausage links from Bill and Bennett. Chad in Kyle, Texas, age 53, bacon. Chris in Fremont, bacon. Jake in Utica, bacon, age 29. Jay in Colorado, age 27, sausage in patty form.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, I agree. That's my deal, too, a sausage.
And Kent also says sausage patties, age 61, from Lincoln. McSafety, listening, McSafety was here yesterday.
Very safe.
He says bacon now, also an A&W frosty mug from the tap.
Nice. That would be very good. McSafety, I gave you a fitness plan yesterday with some exercises. Did you do your squats that we talked about yesterday? Let me know. Text in on
that. He's an inspector.
Yes, he's an inspector.
You asked him if he was going to inspect the building. I thought that was funny. Safety's walking around checking out cracks.
age 75, McSafety.
He looks 74.
Does.
McSafety.
Cornhusker Craig in Watertown, Minnesota. Sausage patties all the way, age 40s. Doug in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 52 years old. Sausage patty.
Coeur d'Alene.
Great place in this country.
Great lake.
Someone said, Jockstrap says, sausage patty, way more filling than bacon. I want to get
okay, it's true.
It's more filling. There's not much to bacon.
No, that's the
issue. Usually, what do you get? Like, here's two pieces of bacon. Yeah. It's like, that's not very much food.
No, it's not.
Ryan in California, sausage link. Bearded Ben in Holton, Kansas. Corned beef hash. I said what I said.
Corned beef hash. You know what? I like links much better. That's the only issue we have. Me and you.
We'll get through it.
Jim,
we have a lot of issues.
Jim in Lincoln, age 70.
We'll get through it. I'm not going.
He says sausage link or patty, but sausage is the answer.
Are we in Detroit? Or.
That was great. We're looking through that.
You looked right at, the best part was you leaned in.
Yeah, it's a serious question.
You leaned in with me just like this. Are we in Detroit?
Yes.
Bob,
yes.
Main Street.
I said, yeah, we are.
I did. I said, we are. It's cool.
Chad in Ponder texted, sausage patty, age 50. Brett in Kansas City, sausage, or as Sips calls it, sausage.
Yeah, that.
Sausage. Nyla Bacon, Big Bird in Columbus, 65 years old, sausage. Mike in Boise. That's the first time texter. I've never seen Boise.
Boise, Idaho.
We have two Idaho people listening this morning.
Potatoes.
Doug and Mike. Candied bacon all day long.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like what you and Gigi do?
I think so. Yeah, it's really good. It'll change your life.
Yeah, I've never thought of that.
Brian, 70 years old, says Heartland, Wisconsin, bacon. Casey and Stewart doing fitness, bacon this morning.
There's some fitness going on.
Some fitness. I like that.
Yeah.
Don't forget the legs.
Fricky in Lincoln, age 52. I go Lincoln patty on sausage. Dwayne is with us. He says sausage. There's just a million people. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Early part of June. This is wonderful. Thank you.
We can still do good shows in June.
We've tried to do that, right?
I just appreciate that.
Would you put that on the rundown? Have a good show. Would you start with that, Jake?
I do try.
Or at the end. Let's have a good show.
It's like our That's how we start the day.
Should we get a motto? You know, should we get a mission statement?
We don't have a mission statement.
Have a good
let's
show.
Let's throw that out to the breakers.
Submit, you have some good ideas. Submit, help another us. One.
But we need a mission statement.
The flare gun was genius.
Yeah, we're going to do the flare gun day.
But we need an overall mission.
We need a mission statement. Something that we stand by.
Help us out, breakers.
And then we can.
Oh, I like this.
Maybe
I think this is good.
Maybe every Monday we say it on air
just to remind people.
Or daily.
Please, all three of us will repeat our mission statement. Yes.
Jameson in Hawaii, bacon is the only answer. And we also have Rex from Pierce, South Dakota, 867, sausage patties. Quickly to you two, then we'll move on.
That too.
It's been a very active roll call today.
Good. That's good.
Thank you, Breakers. Albert, 57 years old, in Lincoln, bacon and sausage.
I'm glad somebody's in Lincoln listening to us.
Yeah, I am too, because we get like four people.
We need more Lincoln listeners. Tyler, build a breaker in Lincoln.
Tyler on YouTube says, age 29, Grand Island, sausage, but I agree with Bill that it must be a patty instead of links.
Yeah, that's pretty. I tell you one thing, too. I'll eat a link now, Steve. That doesn't bother me.
And I'll eat a patty.
Yeah.
I will.
So we'll go.
I just prefer the link.
Yes.
Ray in Yankton, South Dakota, sausage patty, age 44.
Is it because the link cuts up easier with the fork? You can kind of, it's easy to dispatch.
It's a texture discussion for me.
Genghis in Hondo, Texas says thick cut pepper bacon. Thick cut pepper bacon.
Oh, I know what he's talking
bacon.
About. Yes.
Sounds great.
Nashville Husker, 63, bacon is life. Gary
bacon
is life. Is in Rosalie, age 71.
Who's
sausage
that?
Patty. That's Gary.
Rosalie. Oh, yep. Boy, we used to do some great dances at the old Legion Hall there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Though remember the Legion, that's the one where we were coming back from Rosalie when me, Duke, and Brett Wall in the station wagon and boom.
Airborne.
I
love it.
All four wheels were off for a good 2 seconds. Boom. Boom.
God almighty.
Yeah. Can you imagine a station wagon, how stuck you are?
Oh.
The station wagon's not a lot of clearance now.
No.
Not a lot of off-roading in the station wagon. It was blue with wood paneling.
Tom in Aurora, Colorado, 869, crispy bacon. And Brett says a sausage patty with an easy egg yolk on top. That is a very active roll call.
Very active.
Sponsored by Madsen's
Breakfast
Bowling and
meat.
Billiards. Go see Sarah. Sarah and the team. Spirit Animal of Lincoln. Madsen's just south of 48th and
Holdridge. Shoot some stick.
Yep. Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, and great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge. Stop by today and say hello.
Hey, quick. If people do have mission statements, just text them in.
Well,
randomly.
We got that, and we messed this up already. Someone says, you guys have a mission statement. Sip, you know what the statement is. You yell it sometimes in the show.
What's that?
From Tamara. What's our mission statement
well,
here?
It's
kind of a mission statement.
Sports talk and better times.
Isn't that the mission statement?
It kind of is. It looks like we have a mission statement.
I think we might have one.
We didn't know it. We had no idea.
It's something we do stick to. That's what we do. We do sports talk and we do better times.
Yep. And so
Tamara already sent it in.
She's already.
I think we do have one.
Yes, we do.
I feel like we shortchanged Tamara. We came up with a brilliant idea.
Nice.
We have a
who said that? Who texted and said we already have one?
There's
a lot of text coming in. It's hard to read, Jake. How do you go back?
That was John in Roscoe, Illinois.
Illinois.
Yep. God dang, we have a listener in Roscoe, Illinois?
We do. We should go visit him.
Shoot up a flare.
It's going to be a great day. Thank you, though, everyone, for the role.
It might make national news.
The flare day?
A random amount of flares went up in the air last night.
What happened like that? I don't know. About 28,000 flares went up.
Where?
All over the country. What time? Simultaneous, 7:44.
God dang it.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Quickly, low on time. Just want to give a shout out to the Indiana Pacers last night. They trailed by 14 points in the fourth quarter.
God.
As they've done throughout the entire postseason, God. Big comebacks against the Cavs, against the Knicks. They do it again, and they take down the Thunder in OKC, 111-110. Tyrese Halliburton hits a shot with 0.3 seconds to go to go up by one. They win the game. The Pacers just, they don't quit. They don't go away. They play defense when they have to at the end, and they make every shot. They have to stay in the game. Miles Turner is their center. He's making threes. He banked in a three in the fourth quarter. He made a swish as well.
Yeah, he banked in a big one.
Hold it. Made a swish.
He swished one. Easy. Whatever. He swished one.
Oh, sorry.
I hear this audio.
That's my bad. I'd like to know how many turnovers Indiana had. They won despite a lot of turnovers.
Early in the first half, they had a lot.
Yeah.
And I just happened to see the little icon.
They had 24 turnovers compared to Oklahoma City's 6.
They had 24 turnovers.
They went on the road.
Now they shot 46% from the 3-point line, right? I was listening to NBA radio.
They shot, what'd you say?
46%.
46%. They were 18 for 39.
Okay, so that balances it out, but they won with 24 turnovers.
Yeah,
that's a miraculous
number.
That's
like a 1%.
Yeah.
That would happen.
But they do, Jake's right, they do keep coming.
They don't quit.
OKC was up. I went to bed.
15 at one time.
14 or 15. Yeah, up 14
in
the fourth.
But they never put them away.
No.
They couldn't put them away. But I thought, with 8 minutes to go, they're up 8 or 9. And I thought, I think they're safe. Nope, they weren't. I went to bed and I missed it. Makes me angry.
There was a...
I actually watched the end of the game.
Jake watched
the
NBA.
I watched the entire second half. It never happened. I didn't
watch the whole second. No, I missed a lot of it. To the very end almost, because there was 12 minutes of Xanadu last night when the end of the softball game and the end of the NBA game was almost simultaneous, and the softball game got ridiculously real.
And who won?
Texas Tech won 4-3 with a runner on third.
1-1?
What's that? 4-3?
No, 1-1.
Yes. And it was incredible. Now, but Bill, it was happening simultaneously, the two games.
Dang it.
And you weren't sleeping. And we had the softball game going on, and we had
it was good. It was a good sports night last night.
It was,
yeah.
And the Pacers again, they look like they're whenever they seem like they're dead, that's right when they come back and they start playing good basketball.
So now pressure, a lot of pressure on OKC, right?
Yeah,
that game never looked like a win for Indiana until with 0.3 seconds to go. The whole game they trailed.
Indiana's on one right now. They're on one.
And the decision made on the shot was incredible because I'm like, give it to him. Because there was a wide open guy.
Cunning?
Caruso, I think, came off his guy.
Okay.
And it was going to be wide open. But I don't know if he gives him the ball that he scores. I don't know if he had
Halliburton.
No, I'm saying if he passed it. I don't know because it was that tight. Whether it would have been right at the buzzer. Like 0.1 to get it. But guess what it was? Mid-range jumper. That's what was awesome. Mid-range contested jumper.
Pacers 111-110. Great game.
That had to be a shocked crowd leaving that arena.
It was odd silence when they were doing the post-game interviews. It was like just hushed. Very quiet.
Incredible job by OKC doing the whiteout with the t-shirts.
I knew that was going to bother you.
It was remarkable. I turned it on and go, you guys got it right, management. You guys got it right.
Now.
I'm sticking with it.
When we come back, aging gracefully on Early Break in the Ticket.
tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.